Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS. I'm Kate in the studio with me with United Way Perth. Here on, it's Ryan Erb. Ryan, how are you?
I'm so good. It's really nice to see you, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yes, thank you. Oh, it's great to see you, because normally Jamie gets to see you and I don't.
I know, right? We've been suffering from separation for a while, but we're fixing it today, so
exactly.
This is good.
Exactly. Well, and this is a really important conversation we have today. It's a tariff talk with Ryan Erb. Yeah. The threat of tariffs is just looming over Canada and our communities, but United Way wants to help out.
Well, you know, we have a history of doing just that. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's our purpose, right?
Exactly.
Our organization is here to help, and so we recognize that this is another time when we need to step up and do something significant. So the organization has been through this before with mm-hmm. the community. We can remember back to the tornado in Goderich. We can remember back to COVID not very long ago.
Yeah.
And our organization, and lots of others, of course, but our organization took a leadership role in those moments and said, we're going to be here for the community. And so we'll do the same. You know, right mm-hmm. now we're here. We have many social services, a fabric of social services that people can utilize and reach out to. But we want to explain that the United Way will be stepping up and doing even more.
Amazing. So how exactly will United Way be helping out with these tariffs?
Well, we anticipate that the United Way will be raising some additional money so that we mm-hmm. can help, right? So we know that the challenge is coming.
Yeah.
We haven't seen layoffs yet, but potentially they're going to be here. And it's such a topsy-turvy world. At the very least, we know that we need to raise some additional money for mental health supports.
For sure.
We anticipate that. We anticipate challenges with food security. We anticipate challenges, of course, with just everyday income.
Mm-hmm.
And so we expect in the next few weeks to make some announcements more specifically about all of that, because we're working with some of our partners to design programs and services to suit. But, of course, it will take some help from the community to make all of that happen when we get there.
Yeah, for sure. So you'll let us know what we got to do for you guys as well.
That's right.
And, you know, one of the amazing services that United Way provides is the 211 line.
That's right. So, you know, even now, you know, if you're struggling with mental health, I mean, who isn't a little bit, right?
Right.
The anxiety around this whole thing, I can understand it. Maybe you're a small business owner, you're out there and you need a hand, you know, in the challenge that you're facing. We understand that this is going to affect everybody. So we want to remind you that 211 is here to help. And it's so easy. It is so convenient. All you literally need to do is dial three numbers on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
211, right? And you get the help that you need. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And it is available in multiple languages. So the service is fantastic, right? So if you call, they'll transfer you to someone who can speak a different language, or they'll use AI-assisted tools, and they'll make sure that it works for you. It's really a wonderful service in our region.
Mm-hmm.
And the navigators are well-trained on the other end of the line, right?
Right.
These are people that know how to direct you to the service. And the United Way spends a lot of time making sure that the records are up to date locally, right?
For sure.
We get all the right information in there. We know all the right programs that people can need and know. And it's super easy to remember that number. And all you got to do is dial it.
Yeah, and they can solve almost any problem that you have.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. You know, and we have people calling that line for their mother in BC, right?
Right.
You know, because this is a national program that we offer as a United Way across all of Canada. And so we're so grateful for it. And locally here, we do our part. We make sure that we've got records up to date and we've got information for everybody. But you call in, and if you're calling with some kind of a crisis, they'll even do a warm call transfer to make sure that they move you to the right organization with a live person, right?
Wow.
This is a really important service that not enough of us know about, and we need to share.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the campaign just wrapped up.
That's right.
But the campaign does support 211 as well.
That's right. Yeah, some of the funds that we raise each and every year make sure that the service is available for everybody. It's a wonderful umbrella service, mm-hmm. so we invite you to take advantage of it. And we tell you to call rather than Google. It's way better because the navigator knows, right? They know where to send you, and they'll dig in and they'll help you figure out if you've got. Usually, people have more than one problem. They mm-hmm. have a presenting issue, and then there's more than one issue, and they can help you with all those things.
Amazing. Well, Ryan, is there anything else while you're here?
Well, we just want to let the community know that we're so grateful for the incredible year that we just finished and the mm-hmm. generosity that we continue to find. We're going to step up. We're probably going to need the community to help us financially again to make this all work. Mm-hmm. But we're grateful that we have a wonderful team of volunteers and staff making this work for everyone. So, and if anybody's out there who wants to volunteer, let us know. Particularly, we're looking for some reception volunteers right now.
Wonderful. And you can get all the details, perthhuron.unitedway.ca.
That's right.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Ryan Erb with United Way Perth Huron. And let us know if you need anything at all.
All right. You take care.